Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Some of the things, if you read through the entire report, which is quite comprehensive, there it will make note of the fact that we have decreased the percentages relative to the disproportionate stops. We've decreased the amount of time that deputies are spending on these stops. In other words, are we holding in one particular race on a traffic stop longer than another?
That's Sheriff Paul Penzoni joined us earlier today talking about a report that ASU did, and the ACLU is saying, well, there are some good things coming out of MCSO, but there are also some bad things, including racial profiling is still happening.
Okay, that kind of struck me as, what? Wait a minute. This man was elected into office to try to turn that office around. Why would it still be happening? Well, the sheriff of Maricopa County did say this is the last 6 months of Arpaio and the first 6 months of him.
Mm-hmm.
Look, to turn an oil tanker around, you need a lot of ocean and a lot of time, okay? There have been strides that have been made. There have been initiatives. I mean, there are what, three or four different organizations or different people he has to answer to because of the federal lawsuit. That's why I was shocked when I read the headline, but then, well, pump the brakes. It's only the first 6 months of him being elected into office. It's not the 2 years since he's been elected that it's still going on. So I'm glad he clarified that.
No, and I think that's important because, you know, a lot of times people will go, to read a headline, and the headline says MCSO still has a racial bias problem in traffic stops. Okay, well, when we saw that, what are we going to do? We're going to call the sheriff, we're going to put him on the air, and we're going to ask him, and we're going to call and find out, you know, exactly what this is. So we have looked over the report. There are some good things in this report. But, you know, if you just read a headline, you think, oh, my goodness, this guy's been in office for
Nothing's changed, a year and a half.
And it's all this, it's still racial bias. No. Is it getting better? Yes. Is it slowly getting better? Yes, it's slowly getting better. Because, you know, you've got to dig out of a hole that took, you know, Arpaio 20 years to dig. So things.
The steep, big hole.
Yes. I know how much Arpaio spent in terms of money.
As far as what? Programs or lawsuits or what?
Lawyers. Tax money. I mean, he just spent. He wasted. I know that Penn's own office is well under budget. And that's what people really wanted from this guy. Said, hey, listen, can you be someone who's not a stain on Maricopa County? And so he is balancing the budget. He is holding his deputies accountable. If there is a deputy that, let's say, has 10 traffic stops in a day and five of them are Hispanic and he gives all five a ticket, and let's say the other five are white, two get a ticket, well, somewhere down the line, Sheriff Penzone is going to speak to that deputy and just say, take me through the process. Why all five Hispanics, did they get a ticket, and only two out of the five white people get a ticket?
And the sheriff did say some people are still not with the office. They're still not with that department. Some people are.
What do you mean? They've left?
They've either left or yeah, you're right. So
right.
It is a slow process, but if you just read the headline, you may think, well, wait a minute, nothing's changed. It is. But it's slowly changing for the better.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four. We start the 4 o'clock hour, and we bring you four big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Two.
Well, in Arizona, if you see, let's say, a police officer standing by his or her motorcycle with a radar gun in their hands, are you going to slow down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, according to certain departments around Arizona, mannequins will be placed at different intersections in an effort to lower collision statistics and urge drivers to pay better attention to their driving. A mannequin dressed as an officer
with a radar gun pointing it at you.
Yep. Not moving at all because it's a mannequin. Is this fair?
Yeah.
They're duping us.
This is more than fair because you don't get a ticket out of this. So for those of you who are, you know, do the oh crap moment and hit the brakes.
Right.
If it is a mannequin, you're not going to get cited. So this is like they used to, I remember police departments, they would just park a car at a certain place to get people to slow down. It doesn't matter if somebody's occupying the car or not. It's just the police presence mm-hmm. that'll get people to slow down.
Yeah, but now every time I see an officer next to a motorcycle
yeah.
with the radar gun,
right.
I'm just going to keep going 80.
Okay.
Because I know it's a mannequin.
Okay.
But if it's not, you're going to get a ticket. But that's why it's not there.
That's your fault.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's
it is. You have been warned this is not to speed.
This is fake advertising with a mannequin. If you're going to catch me, catch me.
Fake advertising? What are they advertising?
They're advertising their presence.
Oh, no, it's not. No, they've done this before. They set up a fake or an unoccupied patrol car or something like that. It's fine. You should be going slow anyway, speed racer.
I'm not Paul Mosley. I'm not that jackpot.
No. You're not going double the limit and bragging about it. You are right about that.
I don't know.
You don't like this?
No, I hate it.
I like it.
It's going to
Because you're not going to get clipped. You're not going to get a ticket because it's a mannequin.
But then I'm going to start ignoring that there is someone in uniform that is next to a motorcycle with a radar gun, and I'm going to think it's the mannequin, and one time it's not going to be the mm-hmm. mannequin, I'm going to get nailed.
So maybe you should just slow down overall whenever you see somebody.
You know what? I'm going to say it, and I know it's not popular. Put the speed cameras back up on the highways.
Oh, now you're talking crazy.
No, the speed cameras were phenomenal.
They stunk.
No, they didn't stink.
They didn't even make nearly the money they were supposed to make
that.
For the state.
That doesn't matter. Listen, I knew where they were. We got a warning of how many, you know, yards it was where the camera was.
Right.
The cameras didn't move around. They were in
you knew
one
where they
place.
Were. Yeah, you knew yeah. where they were. They were
so
stationary.
So I could slow down, and I would approach the speed cameras, and I would go nice and slow.
And then I would gun it
right after it.
Yeah. This,
now,
that's
what I like.
That's why we need the mannequins.
That's not why we need the mannequins.
Thinking I can punch it through this intersection. Right.
I'm not saying an intersection. I'm saying the highways. Maybe these will be at intersections.
Yeah, these are at intersections and places where people are speeding through, not on the interstate.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. But I don't mind it. I actually think I would actually like this a lot better than speed
cameras. What if it was like the movie Mannequin and that mannequin came to life and then gave you a ticket? Then you'd really be ticked.
If it looked like Kelly LeBrock, I would not mind that either.
I don't think that was Kelly LeBrock.
Was that? Who was it?
No, that was the one from Sex and the City. That was the guy.
Kelly LeBrock used to be married to Steven Seagal.
Kim Cattrall. Yeah, yeah. Kim Cattrall. That was Mannequin. And she was with the guy from the 80s who was in all those movies and.
Ferris Bueller.
No, it wasn't Bueller? Ferris Bueller. No.
Wasn't
no.
Matthew?
No, it wasn't Matthew. I was going to say.
McConaughey?
Andrew McCarthy. Pablo. Very nice. Yeah, that was a good movie, man.
Kim Cattrall. Was in Mannequin.
Yes.
Well, what was Kelly LeBrock in?
Kelly LeBrock was in movie.
Weird Science that brought her to life.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, barely.
I don't know why.
Jeez.
You've been listening to the Big Four and Four?
No, you've been listening to the 80s recovery mode, I guess.
Big Story 1, we got through. Big Story 2 was a catastrophe and a disaster.
Yes, it was.
But let's see if we can do better with Big Story 3 and 4 to go.
Coming up, we'll talk about movies from the 70s. No.
No, we won't.
No, we won't. Becky Lynn.
I'll talk about Grease. That was the first movie I ever saw. Geez. Oh, I'd love to talk about Grease.
That was on the other day, too.
No.
I watched it again.
You know, I did a duet on this show with Olivia Newton-John. We sang together.
It was terrible.
It was not terrible.
Back me up, Mac.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. Wasn't Grease at the Scottsdale Performing Arts or something like that?
Can we get
everywhere.
To Becky Lynn?
No, your buddy from Perfect Strangers was in it. Bronson
Barky Baltacamas?
No, Bronson Pinchot
was
in it.
That was Annie.
Sorry.
Pablo, turn our mics off. Just do it.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 3.
President Trump is pointing the finger at local D.C. officials as to why he canceled plans for a military parade this year, tweeting that local politicians wanted a number so ridiculously high. There were reports the parade was estimated to cost upwards of $92 million. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser responding to the president on Twitter saying she's, quote, the local politician who finally got through to the reality star in the White House with the realities. $21.6 million of parades, events, demonstrations in Trump America. Sad.
Well, I was looking forward to the military parade. I thought it would bring and raise morale for the military. It would show that we appreciate them. I think people would like to go out and see a military parade. We really don't have them. We used to have them. But now everybody thinks, oh, well, it's just, you know, North Korea and Russia that have them. Well, we used to do this.
Well, we still are to a smaller degree. Mm. And Trump said that he will instead go to a separate military parade at Joint Base Andrews in nearby Prince George's County. No. But it's not like we don't have military parades or like this idea is antiquated. We do, but what Trump wanted was on the scale of, when you see, you know, basically like the biggest, longest military parade to show off all of our stuff.
What's wrong with that?
Geez.
Why not show it off a little bit?
It looks a little dictatorial. I mean, you see Putin do this. You see Kim Jong-un do this. And also, again, the cost. I mean, you're talking about tanks that should not be on like DC streets that are going to rip it up, and the cost of you know trying to get people through there and stuff like that. It was just cost prohibitive. But man, come on, don't go after the DC mayor for this.
Should have chipped in a couple bucks.
Well,
you know,
$92 million.
hopefully, we'll have a parade for Space Force. That's what I'm. Oh
really... yeah.
Don't poo-poo Space Force.
It'll be in the sky.
That's fine with me. Right. You're listening to the Big Four at 4, 4 big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
The blistering grand jury report names more than 300 predator priests and accuses dozens of church officials of covering up. And this is just one state, Pennsylvania. More than 1,000 victims in all. Some shared their story in a video.
They targeted me because I was fatherless.
In case after case, the report says, church leaders maintained a circle of silence.
This is sickening. Mm. Not only do you have 300 predator priests.
In one state, by the way.
But you had people covering up the rapes, the abuse. Listen to this. One boy was made to pose naked as if being crucified, and then photographed by a group of priests who then shared the child pornography with everybody.
On church grounds, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. I mean, we thought that there was maybe a possible toehold on this church sex abuse scandal. It looks like there's only more rocks to uncover, more stuff to come out, and more lawsuits down the road where maybe this bankrupts the Catholic Church to the point where they can't exist anymore because of all the payouts that have to go to all the abuse victims around the globe.
Statute of limitations has run out for almost every single one of these cases. And that means criminal charges cannot be filed. Some of these priests are dead. Many are retired. They should be in jail.
One was the Cardinal of D.C. The Cardinal of D.C. of Washington, D.C., Donald Wuerl, was the bishop from 1988 to 2006, and he would, you know, push or shuffle these priests around if anything came out. And there was an actual playbook that was developed to keep everything silent. Just unbelievable. I mean, the word evil doesn't even describe it.
I mean, you know, I almost don't have words anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, we've been dealing with this for quite a long time, not only in America, but around the world.
For centuries.
How does this happen? Why do we have pedophiles as priests? Why is that? Because that's the thing I don't get. That you don't become a priest and then all of a sudden you're a pedophile. That doesn't happen.
And I could be totally wrong, but I don't know any other profession.
Business?
Or business association.
That has this fundamental problem?
Where you have fundamentally pedophiles protecting other pedophiles, or knowing people who know who are pedophiles and protecting them so systemically.
And it's not because they can't get married. And no. These are not, they're not straight. They're not gay. They're pedophiles.
Yeah.
That's in a whole different realm of what we're talking about.
Sexual deviance.
Yeah. They're pedophiles.
Right.
They're not gay. They're not straight. Don't you think they're most of their life they've been, they're growing up and they're like, I don't know why I'm attracted to children.
Maybe. I don't know.
And if they say
and
that,
when do they realize that? I don't know.
Why don't I go into the priesthood? I can't believe that happens.
I don't want to believe it, but again, I don't know any other profession or business association where it is systemically protected. Maybe Hollywood, because Hollywood, there have been rumors and reports and stuff like that of protecting other people, and now the Me Too movement is exposing people like that. But what, does the FBI investigate every diocese in the country? I don't even know if we'd still find out all the truth.
It's a horrible, horrible, troubling story.
Yeah.
You've been listening to The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get The Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, coming up, a woman said a company told her they couldn't hire her because she had a ghetto name. Is that a thing? Is this a real story?
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening over the last couple of days. Phoenix Children's Hospital, the biggest, the greatest fundraiser for a children's hospital ever. $1.7 million. You should all be very proud of yourselves. Thank you for donating and listening. So, did you read this story of why a woman says she did not get a job? You know, put the application together and sent it in, and the reply back, not very nice.
I have read it. I don't want to believe it.
Okay. A Milwaukee woman applied for a job. The company said no. And here's...
Oh, they said more than no. They gave her a reason.
The quick response looked legit until she got to the line that said, "Unfortunately, we do not consider candidates that have suggestive ghetto names."
Ghetto names.
For crying out loud.
Okay.
Okay, so her name is Quintelia.
Quintelia Fields.
Okay. Quintellia. And they apparently think that that is...
ghetto.
I guess so.
Look, have you ever been told this, that your name is, I don't want to say ghetto, but you're not getting a job because of your name? 602-277-5827. I just can't believe in this day and age somebody would actually say, you know, we'd really like to hire you, whatever your name is.
Right.
But we can't because I don't know whether it's too hard to pronounce. We can't pronounce. I just don't know anybody that would say. I'll put it to you this way.
All right.
I do know someone that said to me, and this was a long time ago, if I don't know who the person's name is, if I can't pronounce it, I'm not bringing them in. I'm not going to give them an interview because I don't know how to pronounce a name.
That's silly.
But they wouldn't bring them in and then say, no, you can't have this job because your name is too ghetto.
Well, I mean,
that's ridiculous.
If you look at the name, it's a very long name. Okay, so what? I mean, if she could be good at the job or she's not good. You know what? What does it matter what your name is? What does it matter what your first name is? It really doesn't matter. You can either do the job or you can't.
We've talked about stories that say what you should name your child and what you shouldn't. Avoid names like Clyde. Hugo, I mean,
for reasons that
aren't ghetto, but.
Right. But I don't even remember there. I know we've done a story about that, but what are the reasons? There's some kind of bias.
Yeah, there's some kind of bias, or teachers will look at them differently in class. Mm. You know, do you want your surgeon to be named Bobby Lee? I mean, you know, any name that sounds kind of off or weird or what is it about serial killers? Like they all have Wayne in their middle names or something like that.
Can we back up for a second? What's wrong with Clyde? That kind of reminds me of Lloyd, and I like my name.
Lloyd is probably somebody
like Lloyd is a bad name too?
I would probably not hire a Lloyd again if I knew.
Well, that's because of experience.
Different reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clyde? I don't know what's wrong. You don't hear the name Clyde anymore. Did you just pull that out of the air? Do you remember that?
No, that was one of the names.
Okay.
What about Clyde the Glide Drexler? Love that name.
For some people it works, but for other people, especially if you have maybe a hyphen or pronounce a syllable differently, I don't know. Maybe it could be a stumbling block. I don't know. But I can't believe a company would actually send an email saying, we can't hire you because you have a ghetto name.
Is that what happened or did they get hacked?
In a statement posted on the company's website, Mantality says it's working with law enforcement and, quote, we share the anger and frustration of those who received these bogus emails.
What do you think about that response?
Seemed like the typical response. Someone always, if someone's in trouble over the internet, oh, it's just a hack.
Yeah, I don't.
No, wait a minute.
Okay. I don't buy it.
Is Mantality saying there are more than one email that has gone out to people?
I don't know.
Well, when they say they receive these bogus emails, plural, I'm like, how many other people did you say you have a ghetto name?
I guess the company is named Mantality. Is that what it is?
It sounds like a ghetto name for a company.
It does. It sounds totally ghetto. I totally agree. I couldn't agree more.
Ghetto.
I don't buy that. I don't think they got hacked. I think you got an idiot probably in there that's, you know, there's always some dope in a company that's going to make a mistake like that. Yeah.
But I wonder, too, if this is not, again, if you have a very different name, whether or not you have a harder time finding a job because of your name. You know, it's easy to bring in a Michael. It's easy to bring in a Joshua. It's easier to bring in, you know, typical names. But if you have a really hard to pronounce or really different name, like would you want... Again, would you want your doctor to be named, oh, I don't know, Sky? I don't know. Or Autumn. I don't know. It's not that those names aren't nice, but don't they carry certain weight?
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like, did they just not want to hire a black person? She's African-American. Her name is Quintelia. I mean, could it be that? I don't know. I don't know anything about this company.
I don't know.
I don't think your name should matter. You're either good at the job or you're not going to be good at the job. And if you're not good at the job, we're not going to give it to you. It has nothing to do with your first or last name or anything. Shouldn't have to do with your skin color. It doesn't have to do with anything. Are you good enough to do the job? And if you're good enough to do the job, I don't give a crap what your first name is. Doesn't matter to me.
If you're going
to
go to an all-boys school and wear Madras and play lacrosse, your first name better be Quinn.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Or Bradford. Not Brad. Bradford.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, Monday Night Football. They've solved it. They've solved the problem of players kneeling during the national anthem.
Good.
We'll tell you how next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos. Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Isn't the Arizona Cardinals playing a preseason game?
Is it tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight or tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
It's tonight in New Orleans, I think, right?
Okay.
Football season's almost here. Are you going to watch based on who's going to kneel, who's going to not? Because I guarantee if you watch Monday Night Football, you're not going to see any of it.
Yeah. Monday Night Football is on ESPN. And ESPN's president said, here's what we're going to do. Our network is not going to televise the national anthem. So when you want to view Monday Night Football, you will not see anybody kneel. You will not even see the national anthem. When you turn it on, we're going to play football. All right. Good idea or bad idea?
I like it from the sense that we kind of sort of talked about this. We went over it. If you don't give the opportunity... The opportunity isn't there. Just start with the kickoff. Don't televise something that gives that platform to players who choose to, you know, if you're for or against it, just don't give them the opportunity. And therefore, you don't suffer any backlash. You don't have to deal with, well, why are you showing it? And you don't put the announcers in an uncomfortable situation of, do they make a comment? Do they not make a comment? Does the camera focus on the player kneeling or does the camera focus on the flag? You take away all that. Just don't show it.
I think they might get backlash this way, though. I see. If I was the president of ESPN, and I'd probably do a better job than this guy.
What do you mean?
I would do the same thing.
That you wouldn't show it?
I would not show it. I wouldn't show the national anthem, and I wouldn't show the players kneeling. Let's play football. I would do the same thing. But here's what he's doing. He is hiding the problem. Is the solution to this to hide it because it's still going to happen?
Or is it taking away the problem?
Well,
you're taking away the opportunity.
Don't you think there's going to be, even though I like this idea, don't you think there's going to be backlash? There's going to be people saying, hey, I like watching the national anthem. I'm patriotic. I want to watch football. I like when they put the field, excuse me, when they put that huge flag on the field and it goes 100 yards. I love watching that. You know, I like seeing an eagle soar across the stadium. They do that at the Cardinals games on occasion. It's really cool.
They should do a cardinal, but, you know, you can't train a cardinal to fly across the field like an eagle.
No. No, and there's a reason they use the eagle. So, but none of that's going to be seen.
Right.
So let's take the patriotism out of the NFL, and let's also take protests out of the NFL game.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think some people are going to be happy that they're not seeing all of it, because for me, I want to watch the game.
But if that doesn't outweigh the fact that there are people, if there are people watching just for a gotcha and to react and to get all, you know, uptight about somebody kneeling, if I'm ESPN, I don't want that. I want people to just watch the game, and that's what we've said before too, is I don't want politics to enter into with something I watch to enjoy. I don't watch for the political aspect of it. I just want to see a good football game.
Right.
I totally understand why ESPN would do this, but let's see if Fox and NBC and others also follow this lead, or is it only going to be Monday Night Football?
Remember how it used to be in the NFL? The players were not on the field while the national anthem was played. The NFL decided at one point, we want to get patriotism into the NFL.
Right.
And I think they did it for a couple different reasons. One, they wanted to make themselves look more patriotic. Some of it was planned and kind of phony.
And paid for.
Yeah. Some of it was very much paid for. So I think that's part of it. So now, after all these years, they've got a problem. You've got players that are kneeling, and you've got fans who don't like it. And so what does ESPN do? ESPN has the Monday Night Football game, and they say, we are not going to televise the national anthem as part of its broadcast. We're going to play football. I wonder what's going to happen with all the other networks. Maybe this is the way that they should do it.
It still doesn't solve the problem, though, from the NFL standpoint either. They still have not addressed what they're going to do. They suspended a policy that they came up with and went, oops, no, we're not going to do that now.
If every network were to go down this road, you would not see one player, at least on TV.
I don't know. Could they do it during the game? Could they protest some other way during the game? I don't know.
There's another. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
You just gave everybody a lot. Oh.